From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Syrian peace talks, the UN reports they begin Friday. The UN envoy on Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he'd hoped to convene peace talks between Syrian government and opposition members in Geneva today, but for a variety of reasons, talks could not begin. But invitations for the talks, according to Mr. de Mistura, will be going out tomorrow.
And the date which we'll be aiming at having the beginning of the intra-Syrian talks, 29th of January.
Now, that would be Friday. Speaking during a visit to Laos, Secretary of State John Kerry said it's better to wait a few days and properly set up the process rather than have it fall apart on the first day. Multiple suicide bombers attacked a town in northern Cameroon on Monday, killing at least 25 people and wounding others. Local officials say up to four bombers blew themselves up in the town of Bodo on the Nigerian-Cameroon border. The UN is investigating various camps in Borno State to examine the treacherous impact of Boko Haram. Chris Stein reports from Lagos.
Boko Haram's nearly seven-year quest to impose strict Islamic law across Nigeria's northeast has killed more than 20,000 people and displaced more than 2 million others. The UN special investigators visited three camps in war-torn Borno State. They commended Nigeria's government for setting up institutions and laws to handle the reintegration of women and children displaced by the conflict. But special investigator on the sale of children, child pornography, and child prostitution, Maud Debour Bukichu, says Nigeria must do more to help people subjected to violence get back on their feet.
We felt that there were insufficient measures taken to really empower the women and girls to prepare them for a future full integration into society.
Chris Stein for VOA News,